Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Do you like the great outdoors? Are you or are you looking to be a master bow hunter, king of the hill in archery? You're in the right place. Welcome to Bow Hunter Planet. It's the Bow Hunter Planet podcast, recorded live in the BHP studios, Detroit, Michigan, with your host, Team BHP.
The BHP podcast is proudly presented by Vanguard Outdoors. Learn more at vanguardworld.us.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Bowhunter Planet podcast. And today we have myself, James Nopum, and Ronnie Belfield from the Bowhunter Planet Ambassador Program. And tonight he's going to tell us a little bit about his two deer that he shot already this year, which is very impressive. So tell us a little bit about the stories.
Well, I started out with a lot of pictures of big bucks. And I didn't see much big buck activity at all. And I usually like to thin out our does a little bit. Early season before the rut starts, and I was able to take a doe. Well, it's been maybe 4 weeks ago now, I guess, but did that, and then I passed up on a nice up and comer 10 pointer twice now, once with my bow and once last Saturday with my gun. It's gun season right now here in Missouri, but I let him go last Saturday, and I was actually lucky enough to kill one yesterday, an 11 pointer. Cool. He actually come in. I was doing a little rattling sequence, and he come full tilt straight to me after a rattling of about 30 seconds. So he must have been close and looking to, I guess, come in and join the party. But he ran straight to me. I shot him about 40 yards. So he's probably going to be, if he's not my biggest one, he'll be neck and neck with my biggest one. I'm guessing he'll probably be around the 140 mark. So
cool.
He's a pretty good buck. It's been going okay here in Missouri. I've had a lot of opportunities at some does, been seeing a lot of little bucks, but it seems like just now the big bucks are starting to get a little more active in the daytime, so late bow season should be good, hopefully.
Yeah, and that's what I'm hoping to get back out for. We've got a lot of deer on the property. It's just the opportunities weren't there, and the opener was terrible. It rained all day. Didn't see a deer. The next day it was like 30 mile an hour winds. Didn't see anything that day. I'm like, come on.
It was like that Saturday here. It was like gusts of 40 miles an hour winds, and I didn't even go Saturday. I just slept in.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, I got to go home Friday morning, and then I have a deer everywhere. I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it always works for me. It's usually when I leave, that's when they all start moving.
Yeah, so it is what it is. But that's really cool, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I noticed in some of your pictures you use a scent crusher bag. What do you think of that? I haven't used it yet.
I really like it. I have the bag, and I also have the Ozone Go.
Okay.
It goes in the truck. But, like, I went from washing my clothes once every couple weeks, you know, once a week, depending on how much I was really hunting.
Yeah.
To where it's, like, maybe, like, twice a season now, unless I just, like, get super sweaty or something, you know, or if I get blood all over them or whatever else, but... just normal wear, though. I'll just throw them in my crusher bag and set it for 30 minutes, and you know, you can smell the difference. You know what I mean? They just come out with no odor to them whatsoever. Just the ozone odor. You know what I mean? But and the Ozone Go works awesome. You're not, from what I've heard of them, I guess you're not really supposed to use them a whole lot when you're in the vehicle.
Yeah.
Because it's like trying to absorb all the scent. But like, I'll go out about 30 minutes before I leave, and I'll just go plug mine into my truck and let it run. And when I get in, it kicks off, I think, after about 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So I'll usually go plug it in just to zap any kind of odors out of the truck. That way I don't carry any extra scent from the vehicle out to the field. But
man,
I'm really happy with it.
That's a real cool idea. Now, are you pro staff with them, or you just went and bought them?
I'm on the field staff with them.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, we recently started talking to those guys. They seem like really good guys. So
yeah.
Hopefully that relationship flourishes.
Yeah, hopefully so, because they're obviously exploding. I mean, everybody.
Oh, I know.
You know, everybody with a name's using them now. So.
No, they market really well. You know, they pick the right shows, I think, and then they do the online stuff, and then you see it everywhere. You know, and
yeah,
you know, that's they do some good things. So I'm excited to hopefully get to work with them.
Yeah, now they have, I think it's called like the Odor Crusher. And that's more for, like, the sports players.
That's a good
idea. I think they're kind of getting involved with, like, police and fire departments, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, the orange and white, it's all black, almost like a SWAT-looking kind
hockey
of stuff.
Hockey players could probably use that.
Yeah, probably so. Player. Probably wouldn't hurt. Yeah, hockey and football players probably come in real handy with that. But
that's cool.
Yeah, the product's awesome. I mean, I can't speak highly enough of them. Just, like I said, I've had deer come in, you know, more downwind now than ever. But I mean, it's one of those things, you know, I'm a firm believer in scent control. Mm-hmm. Nothing will make you invisible to a whitetail. I mean, it's but I mean, it definitely no doubt takes that, I guess, the degree of scent away, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I guess is where that doesn't spook them like a strong scent, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect with my scent control. I mean, you know, I wipe down and wash my beard and do all that kind of stuff, you know. But we got one of our guys takes 2 showers a day, and the truck was running on Wednesday. He's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "You couldn't get exhaust over my pants." I'm like, wow. I go, I've never even thought about that.
Yeah, that right there, I try to stay away from any kind of exhaust. But
I remember I was walking out to the field with him, and I had this big, you know, bright white light. That's what I always use. He's like, he goes, "Are you serious right now?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "That's the light you're wearing out there?" Like, yeah, well, yeah. He's like, "Come on."
Yeah.
Get a green one.
Yeah, I've turned to where I have a white one in my bag just in case, you know, I shoot one or something to help if it's in the evening or something. But if walking in, most of the time I try not to even use a light at all. But if I do, I usually use like a red or a green.
Yeah.
I have a quiver on my bow. It's actually got 3 green LEDs in it, and I use that, and it's really bright, especially.
That's cool. Yep.
Yeah, yeah,
that
especially
Trophy Ridge, you know, or something, is that?
Yep, yeah, it's a Trophy Ridge. Yep.
Yeah.
And it is really, really bright, walking in and out in the dark. Usually, I'll never use one when I'm walking out in the evenings, unless I'm way back somewhere. But mornings, you know, I'll use it going to the stand. But you can, it really, they're a little bit heavy, but I don't ever shoot with my quiver on my bow anyway, so it just because, you know, there's the lights and the batteries in it. But I really like it.
Yeah, I left my quiver on one time. I never do then, it, and I hit the rail on an 8 point. He stopped behind a tree.
Yep.
And he was gone.
That's how it works.
Yeah,
I don't ever shoot with one. I never have. I was always used to. When I first got into bow hunting, I did a lot of, I guess, just like target shooting to get me started. And I never shot with a quiver then, so I guess I just become accustomed to it. And now I don't ever use one whenever I'm hunting or anything. Like, I'll have it clipped on walking in, but as soon as I get up my stand, I take it off and hang it up. But
it's cool. So you've seen some of these new bow releases. Which bows are you looking at this year to give a shot to?
I am a Bowtech man.
Oh, you're looking at the Realm then.
Yep, exactly right. Yep.
It's nice, man. It's really like, I didn't. You seen me on the video. Bowtech was making. Everybody's making fun of me because I was giggling. But I'm like, I was happy, okay?
What do you want? Yeah, I was happy. Yeah. Yeah, what are you supposed to, what else are you supposed to do with your
happy? I don't know.
Yeah.
It was kind of like Will Ferrell on Talladega Nights, his first interview.
Like, yeah,
this is really it shoots really good.
It shoots really fast. Yeah,
we were happy.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. Shoots handles real good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I'm excited to shoot. I've been shooting Bowtech since 2005, so
okay.
But it's gonna be pretty hard to get me away from the BTX.
Yeah,
that's the one I got with you guys, and I'll tell you what, I love it.
Yeah, a lot of the guys, they have the rain last year, and they're like, I don't want to give this thing up.
Yeah,
like, I don't really blame you.
Yeah, that's what I mean, because everybody's asked me, because I was on a deal with them. I guess I would be like a field staff for them. I guess through another company that I'm with. So I would get them every year at their cost. So I would get a new one every year because I could sell my old one and pay for my new one completely set up. Yeah. So I was doing that for a long time. But I was like, why are you getting rid of them? Like, honestly, if it wasn't for the deal I was getting, I wouldn't, because even going all the way back to the Assassin, that bow shot was so good. Mm-hmm. And then they came out with the Carbon Knight, which is basically the Assassin with the Carbon Riser. And man, it's, I know everybody's got their own, personal likes, but I'll tell you what, Bowtech just hit me. It seems like any bow that I shoot that they've made just fits, and I really like them.
That's what we've noticed. I remember we started, I think, when I started doing the test lab with them, I think it was the Prodigy, and I loved it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they're thumpers for sure. That's I killed that doe a few weeks ago with, and I got that on video, and she gets rocked pretty hard.
Cool. We're excited. We're excited to shoot all these bows, and I think we're getting a couple more companies, and we're going to be involved in some more releases, early releases. So that's really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's cool for sure. If you ever need anybody to help you shoot those Bowtechs, you know where I'm at. You know what I mean?
We'll fly you out here.
Yeah.
Or maybe we'll fly
what?
Out there. I mean, you got to have your tags filled now, so.
Yeah.
Help
you
with your call bucks.
Hey, Missouri's your cheapest state anyway, I think, to buy an out-of-state. Oh, I think Ohio is, but it's about your next cheapest state to buy out-of-state tags. I can definitely find you somewhere to come out if you want to come out.
I couldn't believe it. My brother's buddies came from South Carolina, right, to hunt Michigan.
Yeah.
$290. Yeah. I'm like, hold on a minute. You're coming to Michigan.
Yeah.
They should probably pay you $290 in gas. Because you're not hunting my airport, and that's the only place with deer. So other than that.
I think Missouri's pretty close to that now. I think they're like around 280 or something, I think. But
that's not too bad, though. I mean, it is good.
Yeah.
Older guy from work just went out there, and he's been going in the early season, I think in like September or something. And
yeah, September 15th.
Really
starts
hot.
Here.
But he got a nice one this year. Last year he didn't get anything, and he paid a lot of money, I think, for that outfitter. But
yeah, that's what.
What's
I
the things out there? Are they chiggers or something?
Yeah, you get chiggers or
sea
ticks.
That's what he's talking.
The sea ticks are horrible here early season. Like your last week of August, first week of September. It's if you can stay out of the woods, stay out of them, because. You looked out your pants and look like they're moving. You know what I mean? There'll be so many of them on you, but yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, we're starting to get ticks. I never had ticks where I grew up. And I think it was, I was out walking around looking for the deer that I shot and couldn't find for about 20 hours. But I came in and I had a tick on me, and it was the middle of November. I'm like, what the heck's going on?
No kid.
Yeah, little baby one.
Yeah, that buck that I killed yesterday, I had skinned him out today and took him to the taxidermist. And he was full of ticks. So I guess because we had, it was like 70 degrees here Saturday morning.
Hmm.
And we had that cold front blowing at midday. That's when the winds were like 40 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But I guess that little bit of a warm spell brought him out. And he was all over him. But once they're dead for a little while, they usually start, no more blood for him to get. But
yeah,
most of them are pretty much gone now. We've had a couple frosts, so. We don't see many ticks now.
No.
Ticks are snakes, and I'm okay with not having either one of them. So,
what kind of snakes you guys got out there?
I guess the most common worst one here is a copperhead.
Oh, really?
And, where I live, we just built our house. Well, we moved in a year. We moved in August a year ago, so we've been here a year and a half now, I guess. But they're real bad, like in timber areas, and we built our house literally in the middle of the woods. And when I was building it, everybody's like, oh, you got to be careful. We've seen a lot of copperheads out there. And sure enough, there was two of them that I accidentally took care of. But, yeah, those. And then every now and then we will get timber rattlers. And those are really nasty.
Yeah, I heard about
those. Yeah, they're like the most lethal in Missouri if you get nailed by one of those. But
yeah, Michigan, yeah. We just have these weak little rattlesnakes that are like on the endangered species list, and I guess their bite's like a bee.
Oh, really?
Michigan's pretty weak. Yeah. We really don't have anything that, I mean, we don't get a lot of tornadoes or hurricanes or earthquakes or, you know, bugs.
Missouri's not. We got
snakes or spiders.
We'll get tornadoes that tear up a whole county, and
yeah,
we got brown recluses that are poisonous and black widow spiders. And I guess another one would be the cottonmouth snakes. Those are pretty nasty too. Those are kind of swampy areas, but
yeah.
Yeah, we're getting bears and mountain lions.
Oh,
so,
mountain lions. Yeah, I think we got a couple here, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, so far I've only had one. I've heard one scream one time in the woods, and that was enough for me. I don't. You keep your distance. I'll keep mine. That's good.
Apparently, yeah, we have a Bigfoot problem because those Bigfoot people showed up in our Upper Peninsula. Apparently.
Oh my. Yeah. the squash owners.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure. I'm surprised they haven't found them yet. I'm sure there's one out there.
Oh yeah. I used to watch it. My wife would be like, are you seriously watching? I'm like, well, this time they're going to get them. I can.
Yeah, the previews.
Who else is hitting a piece of wood on that tree? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, who else is doing that at 1 a.m.?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that show is one of those shows that's so bad you have to watch it. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to think of some of the shows I used to watch like that. You know, like outdoor shows before, you know, I got into all this.
Yeah.
I think, what did I used to, I mean, you used to have Michigan Out of Doors. That was about it. I've watched Ted Nugent in the past. I don't remember watching any real shows other than like Monster Buck DVDs.
I mean, that's the only ones I really remember when I was younger, is like the Realtree Monster Bucks. Yep. And then the Fitzgeralds.
Mm-hmm.
I think they might be up your way. I think they're like a, maybe Wisconsin or
maybe
Minnesota or somewhere, I think, north. But, yeah, the Team Fitzgerald, you know, getting real or something like that, I think. And he's a big Matthews guy, shoots fingers, no sights, no peep sight.
Jeez.
So, he just shoots a compound with fingers and a wrist.
See, I asked Tim Wells that question. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, how did you learn? Because, I mean, he's shooting things at 150 yards running away with no sight,
that dude's insane.
With his fingers. I'm like, how do you possibly, he imaged it to his son playing football, and he's like, how does he know where to throw the ball when the dude's running down the field? It's just instinct. You just know, well, I need to throw it here to hit him here. And he goes, it's just practice. I'm like,
I guess after you do it so enough, it's just second nature to you.
See, that's why I need a bigger backyard, because I kind of live in, you know, a town. We got about less than a half an acre, so.
Oh, yeah.
I probably should be winging.
Don't miss.
Sorry.
Might want to get you a few hay bales behind that target there before you start winging them like that.
We got a skunk problem here, tearing up everybody's yard.
Really?
But it's like, do I go out there and smoke it? It's going to spray. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, do it at a distance.
Oh, God. We did.
We're getting armadillos here. Like,
don't those carry leprosy or something?
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, sure is. God. Yeah, I'd see them every now and then on the side of the road. And then this year, I was checking food plots early season. It was like August. You know, it was before bow season started. And I was checking my cameras at one of my food plots. And I could hear something walking towards me, but I couldn't see anything. I'm like, what in the world is coming? It kept getting closer and closer and closer. So I stood up, you know, because I didn't know what was coming. Looked down, and they can't see anything. They're dang near blind.
Yeah.
But he walked right to me. He come out to my food plot. And I noticed that my food plot looked like a mole had been in it in a corner. But that apparently they're really bad about destroying property.
Jeez.
So I felt threatened by it. So I defended myself, and I went and took him out. But but since then, I seen one in the field on the other side of our farm, And this was just probably maybe 2 months ago, I guess. It was just right towards, right after bow season started. And I got all the way up to it, and I was going to kick it, because usually they roll up in a ball.
Yeah.
And but when they get scared, if you're watching, those suckers will jump like 3 feet in the air. And that's what he did. Next, I think it scared me more than I scared him, because I wasn't expecting it. You know what I mean? So I'm creeping up on this thing through a field, and it jumps up in the air. And I didn't know it was like going to try to ninja attack me or something. I didn't know what was going on. So I just kind of went the other direction. I mean, he went his way, and I went mine. I was like, never mind. I'm not messing with that thing anymore.
You should have that on film.
Oh, I should have. I mean, I thought he was going for my throat. You know what I mean? Savage armadillo, you know, takes down Missouri hunter.
Leprosy, man. There's so much crap out here now. It's like going to the woods. You know, tick. I get bit by a tick, and now they're like these ticks. The side effect is that you're allergic to meat. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah, one of these ticks. Yeah. The side effects is that it makes you allergic to meat. It's like, who the hell made this up, PETA? Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, they got a lab.
Like, I might as well just die.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it long if that happens.
Good God.
Yeah, I'm not going to make it long at all.
Get some tofurkey for Thanksgiving. Like, really? No, no way.
Kidding. Some spam. I could probably eat some spam or something.
God. This is terrible. Because in our Upper Peninsula, man, you can't do anything without that happening.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're everywhere. I'm like, well, let me go mow this trail. I got like 13 ticks. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, it gets bad here. Like I said, early season's horrible here.
Now, that was before that permethrin stuff, man. That stuff works like a charm.
Oh, yeah.
They do not like it. Spray it all over my clothes, and then they got the other stuff that goes on your skin. I can't remember what's called. But
I found that
Sawyer stuff.
That deep woods off with it's like 80% DEET or something like that. That always works really good, too. I always try to wear rubber boots whenever I go out early season, which helps a little bit, but that kind of keeps them at bay for a little while.
I remember seeing 100% DEET powder at Meijer's one time.
Oh, wow. Like, I don't think you'll ever see that again.
Yeah. Just eats through your clothes. But the mosquitoes didn't come. No big deal.
Yeah, you know what? You didn't have nothing on you. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, man. So what else are you going to do for the rest of the season? Are you tagged out now? Or
no, I can still kill. I can still kill two more with my bow. And I can also fill a couple turkey permits with my bow. So hopefully that works out. Whenever I was gun hunting this week, both mornings I sat there was turkeys roosting in the bottom. So I might try to sneak in there and try to stick another one with my bow next weekend. So. But, I still got a couple left to kill. And
I literally haven't killed anything all year. It's depressing.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't get a turkey. Yeah. My son sat for an hour and a half, 2 hours, guys, 6 point.
Of course
I've been in trees for at least 300 hours this year.
It's crazy.
I mean, I had a shot, and I think it was a really good shot. I just don't know what happened. I don't, that broadhead just didn't penetrate, killing me.
Yeah.
And then he went on the neighbors, so, you know, I look around, I nonstop looking for these damn things, and then...
Yeah. Yeah, that'll happen there. Like, last year was, like, the season that I'll never have again, you know, I mean, it was just... I killed my first one September 26th, and that was at 8-pointer, and it grossed 140 and 3/8, and then netted 137 and 7/8. So that was a tank of an 8, but I killed that, like I said, the first week of September of bow season. And then second Sunday of gun season, I killed that 13-pointer right here at the house.
Yeah.
So, like, last year just happened for me, you know, and this year I've been hunting my butt off. And that one that I killed yesterday is the first shooter that I've seen from my stand, you know. So it was a light switch for sure. That's no doubt.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm trying to get back out here. But next, this Thanksgiving thing, you never know.
Yeah, I hear you there.
I don't know. Usually I can get away with going a few times because where I hunt is next, right close to my parents' house, so I can drop the kids off and do what I need to do. But Thanksgiving changes it.
Yeah, sure
they
does.
They can't all cook and get everything right together with kids running around. So, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, those kids, you know, you got to tend to them and cut into your hunting time.
Yeah, I'm trying to take my youngest out, so.
Yeah.
I don't think I can fit three of us in there.
Yeah, my youngest boy, he's four and a chatterbox, so he don't really get a whole lot of time out there. But my oldest one killed his first deer last year, and like I said, me and him's going this weekend. I'm gonna take him. It's our second porch in a youth season here in Missouri, so.
Well, you guys got a lot of season over there, man.
Yeah, they just added the second weekend for youth hunters. It used to just be a Saturday and a Sunday, the weekend before our gun season. And they added the Friday, Saturday, Sunday this year after Thanksgiving. So I guess since they know that the kids are going to be at school.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take him out. He's excited to go.
You have point restrictions?
Certain counties in Missouri do. Okay. We used to have point restrictions in the majority of the state, which I was a fan of. But whenever youth season rolls around, all the ammo restrictions are lifted. You know, they can shoot whatever they want.
Yeah, that's no problem.
So, but yet there's still a few counties that have the 4 points on one side rule, and I loved it. I mean, we did it in Jefferson County for like 4 years, 4 or 5 years maybe. And the number of big bucks that were starting, you know, to finally get killed was way more than what it used to be. So, and it's nice when you're trying to manage your property, you know.
Yeah.
Even if he does go on the neighbor's farm, he can't do nothing about it unless he's got 4 points. But.
Yeah.
But, oh, well, I guess.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
Tell
no us problem
your stories.
At all. Hopefully. Not a problem. Hopefully you get on one here soon. And
yeah, we're gonna I'm gonna do whatever I can.
Yeah,
we'll make it work one way or another.
We'll make it. Yeah, it'll happen.
Something's gonna hit. There's so many out there. It's like for Michigan, you know, there's probably three out there that are over 140, and you never see that. It's just
yeah,
to make it happen somehow. Whether everything's got to be right though.
Oh yeah, that's what it boils down to there.
Yeah. Well, for a whole week, I had about 2 days that were actually good deer movement, you know. But
yeah, that's what. Yesterday was kind of like the light switch here. It was the temperature was right, the pressure was right, and just the right time of the year, you know. And he just happened to be close and hear me rattle, and that was all it took.
Cool.
So, but yeah, hopefully you get on one, and hopefully I can share with you a couple more here before our season's over with.
That'd be great, man.
So.
Good luck.
Hopefully so. I appreciate it, buddy.
And then, I want to thank you guys for joining us on the Bowhunter Planet podcast brought to you by Vanguard Optics. You can check them out at vanguardworld.us. Great binos. What else do we got? We got some binos. We got some packs. We got some tripods. What else do we got? Scopes. I mean, everything. Just go check them out. You'll love it.
That's all you gotta do. Go check them out.
Yeah, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks so much for listening to the Bowhunter Planet podcast online at bowhunterplanet.com with your host, Team BHP. Check us out on Facebook at Bowhunter Planet. We'll catch you next time.